Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Total Information AM here on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch, and our next guest has spent nearly two decades studying great horned owls in St. Louis's Forest Park. He'll be giving a special presentation tomorrow night at the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center in East Alton, Illinois. Let's welcome now award-winning naturalist Mark Glenshaw. Mark, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on, Megan. An honor and pleasure.
Well, you have been documenting these owls since late in 2005. What actually prompted you to start this work?
Two things. I've had a lifelong interest in wildlife ever since I was just a tiny little child, always interested in wildlife. And then I moved to St. Louis in 1995. I've always lived close to Forest Park. And then I found in the early 2000s my interest in wildlife really coming up to the forefront. And I thought, oh, let me check out the wildlife in Forest Park. And I quickly fell in love with the park and its wildlife. And I knew almost nothing about owls. And then one night I saw these owls, and I took my love of Forest Park and its wildlife and poured gasoline on the fire, because my first sighting was so amazing. And then it's just been growing and growing ever since.
Now, you've studied the great horned owl. You've watched some of the couples there. Are they the only owl species in the park?
No, we have two species of owls in the park. We have had three in years past, but overall we only have two great horned owls, which I study, and then not barn, B-A-R-N, but barred owls, B-A-R-R-E-D.
What have you learned about the habits of these urban owls?
They are beyond adaptable. Owls are one of those things, Megan, that when you start the surface, you realize two things. One, they're all over the place, and that means they've been here all this time. I've seen owls in every corner of the St. Louis region, Illinois, Missouri, big yard, small yard, city, neighborhood, suburban neighborhood, rural, campuses, cemeteries, golf courses, greenways. They're all over the place. And one of the most amazing things about great horned owls, this really surprised me, and it surprises many people, is that they're right at the top of the food chain. They eat things you would expect, like small rodents and small birds, but they also eat not so small things like full-grown raccoons, skunks, turkeys, hawks, and more.
So when you look at their habits, you know, I would have thought maybe that, and I don't know, this is just a poor assumption because we think of them as being nocturnal birds, but I would have thought the light pollution that we have in an urban area would affect their hunting, their mating, their nesting, but I guess it doesn't really negatively impact them?
Thankfully, they can deal with it up to a point. I mean, you're not going to find a great horned owl hanging out in the middle of a doubleheader in the evening at Busch Stadium. That would be a little too bright. But other than that, it's an interesting thing. The light, there's a lot of artificial light in Forest Park. There's a lot of nice, dark, natural spots. But the lights, both for the owls and the people like me who study owls, the light giveth away and taketh all at the same time. It gives us a little more light to work with, but it also casts deeper shadows.
Now, I know you've studied some of these family groups. How heartbreaking has that been sometimes since you've been studying them now over the course of almost two decades?
Well, I've been studying the same male now for this entire time, the one, the only, the amazing Charles. And it has been challenging. When you study life, you're also going to study the end of life. And Charles has had 8 different mates because great horned owls, they're monogamous as long as possible. And that length of time can really vary. Unfortunately, 4 of his mates have died. In 2021, they had 2 babies and one of the babies died. So it's tough, but it's also part of it that just goes along. And you keep seeing how much bigger the natural world is in so many different ways.
What do you want residents of this area to know about conserving the habitat for these urban owl populations?
Thank you. One of the biggest things is if you're having a problem with rodents in your home, around your home, use traps that don't involve rodent poison, because a rodent, if it ingests a poison, will die. And frequently other animals, owls, hawks, snakes, find this animal and they think, ooh, free lunch. And then the owl, hawk, snake eats the poison rodent, and then the predator itself dies a very slow and painful death. So if you're having problems with rodents, use physical traps. And if you have wildlife around that eats rodents, they're really the best mouse traps, the ones that have been evolving for millions and millions of years. So avoid using rodent poison and keep as much natural habitat around as you can in a very natural way.
That is award-winning naturalist Mark Glenshaw. Mark, thank you so much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Megan. I hope you come out and see the owls.
Yeah, and of course, tomorrow night, if you've been intrigued by what Mark has had to say, he is going to be giving a whole presentation, Forest Park Owls Hiding in Plain Sight, 5 to 7 tomorrow at the National Great Rivers Research and Education Center in East Alton. You can go to their website, ngrrec.org, for more information. It's now 8:48.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.